B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Larissa, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, I was just calling up because I had this guy that I've been talking to, and now he's completely ghosted me.
Whoa, this is something that we don't deal with every day.
We have never heard this.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wait. I bet you're going to tell us that you had a great time and you didn't do anything wrong, but somehow now he doesn't want to see you again.
How'd you know?
Just a guess.
He's psychic.
Nostradamus. Okay, so explain to us the situation. Like, you guys been seeing each other for a while? Was it first date? What happened?
Well, no, so kind of in between. Like, we were chatting for a while and we noticed, you know, we've got pretty good chemistry here. Mm-hmm. And we both decided to meet up, and we had really great chemistry. I don't know if it was just being on lockdown or whatever, but when we got on the sack, like, okay, it was pretty great.
Pretty vicious. Was it great like lovemaking, or was it great like you came out and somebody thought that you were in a fight?
Again, kind of like in the middle. It was like we just were on the same page.
Okay. I'm listening now. And then what happened? Like the next day, was he gone before you woke up? Wait, where were you guys at? His house? Your house?
We were at my place. Mm-hmm. And things definitely went off the rails, but I thought it was in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Off the rails.
And then he disappeared.
Can you be a little more specific by off the rails and when he disappeared?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, we definitely push things to the edge.
Yeah.
And I thought he was really into it. I was definitely really into it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next morning he left and was trying to, I guess, you know, since I haven't heard from him, act like everything was cool. It must not have been because I haven't heard from him.
Okay, so at least he spent the night. It wasn't something where he bounced on you. All right, so you can't think of anything you did?
I mean, in a way, yes, but in a way, no.
Okay, this...
You're the most vague human being I've ever spoken to.
Why don't we just call him, because...
Yeah, can we... Wait, do you want to tell us what it is, or do you just want us to call him?
I want to hear from him, because it doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's all we need to know. Well, you hang on the phone, and we'll give him a call next. Hopefully, he answers and clears things up, okay?
Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Larissa, who might have had a great date or a terrible date with this guy, Jimmy, depending on, you know, depending on how you listen to her explanation. She said it was good.
She may or may not know what she did.
Yeah, the sex might have been awesome, but it might have scared him away. I don't know. Like, okay, Larissa, before we give Jimmy a call, this is another thing, too. She's like, she kind of thinks she might know what scared him off, but she doesn't want to tell us. So do you want to confess to us what it is yet, or do you want to see if he says what it is?
I mean, I would prefer he bring it up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if it's not that, then oh, jeez.
If it's not that, you don't want to say it out loud. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yeah, this is Jimmy. Who's this?
Okay, perfect. Jimmy, please don't hang up the phone. I can explain. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And so we got your phone number from a young lady who you know, and I'm going to tell you her name. But let me just tell you, first of all, that we're calling because this lady likes you. She feels as if you like her, and we're calling to let you know that we're offering to pay for a date between you two. And I'll tell you her name, too, so you don't, it's not like a crazy setup.
Oh, I know the person.
You know the person, yes.
Oh, well, who is it?
Larissa.
Is that a yes?
Larissa. No, I'm good. Thank you. But
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you were laughing.
Yeah, I know you were excited about a free, you know, meal and all that stuff, and you... You know, you didn't say, you said Larissa.
Larissa.
So can you tell us what it is that, why you don't want to go, just so we can tell her why you don't want to see her?
Well, don't get me wrong. She's not a bad person. you know how men sometimes want, you know, a woman on the street, but a freak in the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She's like an expert level when it comes to freak. Like, she is wild.
Okay, can I say that what she told us, she was talking about how you guys had a good time, you know, sexually, but she said she might have, she didn't say what it was, but she said she did something, or she might have done something that scared you off.
Well, I mean, we have great chemistry, like, and when we got into bed, it was real intense the first time. Like, I've never really taken it that far.
Mm-hmm.
It was so intense that the second time we had sex, we had to come up with a safe word, my dude.
Yeah.
The last time we did it, it didn't work because I was yelling the safe word and she scratched my shit up. She beat the hell out of me, man.
Hey, wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Jimmy, Larissa's on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone?
Yes. Wait, I think that we can make this happen. Just Larissa.
She's got to calm down a little bit.
I mean, it seems like you guys
I'm a little confused.
We're all a little confused.
Yeah.
I'm a little beat up.
But you said keep going.
But that was the safe word, dumbass.
What?
The safe word was keep going. What?
I thought, like, we said that was like a joke.
Yeah, at first I was joking when we said, do you want a safe word? I'm like, yeah, it'll be keep going. But then you started beating the shit out of me, and I tried to use the word, and you wasn't listening.
Oh, my God. See? I feel like this was a huge misunderstanding. I thought that was totally a joke.
That's why you need to find words like in 50 Shades, like yellow or red. That way they can't be misinterpreted at all.
I'm just picturing Jimmy going, oh, God, I'm going to die. So he yelled out, keep going. So she actually kept going, but she wanted him to stop. That's so funny.
I don't know what to say.
This sounds fixable.
This sounds completely fixable.
Say keep going.
We could all vote on a safe word right now.
Oh, okay.
And you guys go on another date. I think, you know, Pebbles, what do you think of the safe word?
I like pickles.
Pickles?
How about we go with pickles?
Okay.
All right, Melissa.
There you go. Barry Manilow.
Nah.
Okay.
No.
Pebbles says pickles.
You need a better word.
Melissa says Barry Manilow. How about this? When Jimmy cries, that means you should probably, like, relax a little bit.
You ain't right.
Oh, my God. I feel like I sound like a monster.
I think...
hey, pickles.
I'm telling you. I think... So, is this a yes? Is this a yes?
Yes.
All right. Yes. There we go.
Wow.
Finally. Something good came out of Corona.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, listen, your date is responsible for literally saving your life. You owe them. You owe them a second date. I don't care how bad the first date. They saved your life. Now, if you don't call them back, you better expect a call from us for a second date update on the 10s. That's what happens mañana with Eddie and Kendra right here on your throwback station. Hot 969. Get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.